We've got two words for you that will move Wall Street up or down. You ready? Trade deal. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 4th day of December. Thanks for being with us. While you might not care about the administration tightening rules on food stamps, you might be surprised at who is. Sears is limping into the holiday season. Limping. We'll check on the markets, and the serious injury rate at Amazon warehouses is troubling. Also today, we'll welcome rural development expert Bill Menner to our microphone. He's going to chat about rural health care and hospital issues. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. Just go at Business News, and we should be right there. Well, today the markets were up. Why? Two words, trade deal. Not that there is one, not that anybody can confirm that there is even one that's close. Bloomberg News simply cited sources that said the U.S. and China were moving closer to agreeing on the amount of tariffs that would be rolled back in a so-called Phase 1 trade deal. But it was just yesterday the markets tanked when the president said he's in no hurry to implement any trade deal before the elections of 2020. The fact that the markets can move hundreds of points in any direction based on the headlines of the moment is, in a word, staggering. We'll check those numbers in just a bit. The Trump administration is tightening work requirements for food stamp eligibility for able-bodied adults without children. That's a move that could push almost 700,000 people from the program while saving $5.5 billion over 5 years. According to USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue, the reason for the new rule is to encourage adults between the ages of 18 and 49 to return to work. He went on to say that the food stamp program was meant to provide assistance through difficult times and not a way of life. The USDA says the new rule will not affect children or their parents, disabled Americans, or those people over the age of 50. Experts who study food policy and the SNAP program says the new rules won't help people who are already struggling and is likely to place a bigger burden on states and local charities to fill the gap. Although the economy is adding jobs, many of those new positions offer low-wage work and few, if any, benefits. About half of Americans, get this, half of Americans now work in low-paying jobs that pay a median wage of $18,000 a year. One of the areas this decision will impact is the grocery store sector, and they, by the way, are none too pleased with the policy. You know, when I was a kid, we all waited with great anticipation for the annual Sears Holiday Wish Book. It was a gigantic catalog with hundreds of pages of stuff you could buy simply by picking up the phone and then picking up a package at the local store or, in more rural areas, a dedicated Sears disbursement center. And if you were lucky enough to be near a brick-and-mortar Sears, you could be overwhelmed by the selection and the decor. It was a magical time, the holiday season, at Sears. Well, all of that is now gone, and Sears is literally limping into the holiday season. Eddie Lambert, the hedge fund billionaire who promised to save 425 Sears and Kmart stores and roughly 45,000 jobs when he bought the company out of bankruptcy, has seen his $5.2 billion lifeline wither. While there were plans for new, smaller stores centered on appliances, only three have opened, and the chain is still shrinking. By February, the store count will be down to 128. And many of the stores that remain have the same old problems. They're grungy and understaffed, poorly stocked, and yeah, even losing vendors. That does nothing to attract customers. Sears once towered over the retail landscape, but has been on a slow decline for years. Lambert combined Sears and Kmart in 2005 and pledged to return Sears to greatness. But that didn't happen. What comes next for Sears? Well, there's a little optimism out there. While some vendors are still sending in goods, the rescue plan has barely begun, and shoppers simply have far better options elsewhere. And the whole story, in a word, is sad. Well, stocks ended higher today after Bloomberg reported that the U.S. and China were edging closer to a trade deal, leading the major averages to snap a three-day slide. The Dow closed 146 points higher at 27,649. The S&P 500 gained 0.6 to end the day at 3112, and the NASDAQ advanced 0.5% to close at 8566. Just yesterday, the Dow dropped 280 points and at one time was down by as much as 457 points after Trump said it might be better to wait until after the election before making a deal with China. Like we said yesterday, our trade policy is kind of like whack-a-mole, right? And finally, there is this. For all of you excited about getting your holiday shopping done online and having your packages delivered by Amazon in one day, consider this story from The Atlantic. It's the giant's obsession with speed that may be turning its warehouses into injury mills. Serious injuries at Amazon warehouses more than double the industry average. The company recorded 9.6 serious injuries for every 100 full-time employers last year. That's compared to the industry average of 4. 9.6 serious injuries and 100 full-time workers compared to the industry average of 4. While workers are instructed on safety, many said that they break those rules to keep up with what some have said are, quote, ruthless quotas, end quote. Hey, coming up next, rural development expert and former USDA specialist Bill Menner joins me for a conversation about rural health care, hospitals, payment plans, and more. Stay with us. More on the way.